Parshas Shoftim. Shoftim v'shaitrim, titein lecha b'chal shi'arecha.
Sadie, I'm ready to learn.
Good, good. Come, Yakala, sit down. Okay, open your chumash. Yakala, you look a little bit upset. What's the matter?
Sadie, I don't know what to do.
Don't know what to do? What's the matter?
No one listens to me.
No one listens to you?
I tell my little brothers, please clean up the toys. They just look at me. They keep playing. I ask my little sister to please help me clean off the table. She doesn't even bother looking at me. She just keeps playing. We come to yeshiva. I ask some of the boys that. I don't know what to do.
Are you careful with what you say?
Careful with what I say?
Are you careful with what you hear?
Careful with what I hear?
Here, look in your chumash. Shaiftim v'shaitrim titein lecha b'chol shi'arecha. Yankala, what's tight shi'arecha?
Your gateways. Your, like, doorways? You should put judges and policemen by all your, like, openings?
Uh-huh. The Svarim HaKadoshim say shi'arecha means, b'derech remez, there's also an allusion to the openings in your head.
My head doesn't have any openings.
It doesn't? Do you see me?
Yeah.
Oh, so you have eyes, right? Those are two openings right there. Here, do you smell Bubby's garlic tea?
Yeah.
So, that's another opening. Now, yakala! You just heard me?
Yes.
Oh, Baruch Hashem, your ears work. Your head is full of openings. Your eyes, your mouth, your nose, your ears. Shaiftim v'shaitrim titein lecha b'chal shi'arecha. And all of those need...
judges and policemen? You want a judge and a policeman, Sadie? In front of my nose?
Yeah. You know what kind of a judge? The judge of your own heart. Before you say something, judge. Whether it's the right thing to say. Before you're listening to a conversation, judge. Whether it's the right thing to listen to. And if in your heart you know it's not the right thing to say or to listen to, then don't say it. You walk on the street and there's something you're not supposed to see, turn away and don't look. You see?
You mean I'm supposed to be my own judge? But what does that have to do with my little brother playing and my sister not cleaning off the table?
Looks like we're just going to have to start with a story today.
Well, Zadie, okay if you insist.
Dum-ta-dum, dum-ta-dum, okay. I am the best shepherd around. That's right. Mr. Alexei the Shepherd. Huh. Oh, look at those sheep. Hey, you sheep! You're in good hands. I wouldn't let anything happen to you. I think some of the sheep has indigestion. Oh, Mr. Sheep, what's the matter? You need an Alka-Seltzer. I'll see if I have one in my bag. Okay, I'm trying to find the Alka-Seltzer. Take it easy. Funny sound for a sheep to make. Hey, it's not the sheep making that sound. It's that leopard over there. Oh, I'm so foolish. I thought it was the sheep making the sound. It really, it's that leopard. Leopard? Hey, leopard! Let go of that sheep! Hey, that sheep! The one you just ate up! Put it back! I mean, don't eat it! I mean, goodbye, leopard!
If what happened to Mr. Alexei?
Well, what's the problem?
He came flying into the shul, and he's under the table.
Mr. Alexei, you realize you're under the table?
Yes.
Why are you under the table?
Because it's a lot safer than on top of the table.
How come you're out of breath?
Because I was running.
And what exactly were you running from?
Just a leopard.
A leopard?
A leopard? What leopard?
Mr. Alexei,
you must have had double l'chaim this morning. You're seeing things.
There's no leopard in these parts! Yeah? Well, why don't you look out the window and see who's looking into the Beis HaMedrash?
Trying to fool us.
Yeah, then you're gonna say,
I made you look, right?
Look out the window.
All right, we'll look out the window. There you go, right there, a big leopard looking in the
Hey, there's not so much place under the table. Would you, everyone, please? Chevra, we're here a couple of hours under the table. Sooner or later, we're gonna have to crawl out.
Yeah, there's no reason to be so scared.
Mr. Alexei, I want to ask you something. How come when you saw the leopard, you ran away? Same reason you dove under the table now. Why didn't you say the pasuk, "Ulechol b'nei Yisrael, l'yacharetz kelev l'shoinai"? Because that's for a kelev, which means a dog, and this was a leopard! You think the leopard knows the teaching the pasuk? Oy vey, Saul, get to you.
Look who's by the window!
Oh no, not the leopard again.
It's her man! With wild hair and big eyes.
He looks familiar.
Hey, anyone in there?
Yes, but we're all under the table.
What are you under the table for?
It's a long story. How can we help you, sir? Hey, what's your name?
Leon.
Oh, hello, Mr. Leon. How are you?
Leon the lion tamer.
Leon the...
Anyone see a leopard?
A leopard? Wait, did we see a leopard? We didn't see a...
Why are you all under the table?
Oh, wait a second. So that was your leopard? Oh, yeah.
Don't tell me you people are scared of my leopard.
No.
So what are you doing under the table?
Never heard of Bedikas Chametz?
Hanukkah time?
Never heard of Zrizin Makdim and LaMitzvah? We start early over here. Well, your leopard, you should know, attacked one of my sheep and grabbed it away.
No problem. I'll pay you for it. But take me to your sheep. I have to catch that leopard.
Okay, I'll take you. But why is he gonna come back for?
Leopards always come back.
Oh, okay. Mr. Leon, you look familiar.
Yeah, I grew up in this town.
You grew up here? In Fez? In Morocco?
Yeah.
Wait a second. I know who you are. You're not Leon. You're Levi.
Now I call myself Leon. I'm not Levi anymore.
It doesn't work that way. The name you got by your bris is the name you have your whole life.
All right, doesn't make a difference.
Hey, wait a second. You're the Chacham Chaim Elbaz's brother, right?
And if I am?
What do you mean, if you are? Your brother is a big tzaddik. He's the Chacham of the whole town. Oh, wait a second, I remember.
Listen, I don't want to hear anything, okay? You help me catch this leopard? I'll give you a 500 ducat reward.
500? Nicht schlecht. Okay. Well, here's where my sheep were before your leopard came around and helped himself to some breakfast, lunch, and supper.
Okay. I have this huge trap over here, and I'm going to catch that leopard and bring him back to the circus where he belongs.
Okay. All right.
Now let me just go hide behind these bushes.
He left me here all alone. My sheep are here. I'm not all alone. My sheep are here. You know what? Just to be on the safe side, I'll climb this tree. I'm so smart. A tree is a very safe place to be under these circumstances. And I can prove it to you that the tree is the safest place to be. Because if the tree was not the safest place to be, why would the leopard be hiding over here in the tree with me? The leopard is smart, right? Oh, hey, leopard, this is my tree. I was here first. No, on the contrary, you were here first. Bye. Help.
All right, just stay where you are. Stay where you are. Oops. Yo, Schlamazel, you got caught in my trap.
You, Schlamazel, you put the trap on me instead of the leopard.
There goes the leopard running into the forest. Go chase it.
How can I chase it? I'm in your trap.
Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do now. I'll just have to go back to town and figure something out.
Yeah, you go back to town and figure something out. Hey, left me here in the trap. Hey, mister! Mr. Leon Levy, lion tamer! Hello! A stick of heads, I'll get to your... Oh, here come my friends. Here, my Shenbar.
What are you doing in that trap?
Right now, I'm sitting.
Why are you in that trap?
I fragnish as Eiffel Schaus. We were unsuccessful in catching the leopard.
You know, we were just thinking amongst ourselves.
Yeah.
We should go to the Chacham and tell him what's happening. The entire town is terrorized by this leopard.
The ladies are scared to go out of their houses. The children are scared to go to Haider.
And the leopard is devouring sheep after sheep.
We must go to the Chacham and tell him what's happening. Oh, come to think of it, I think I'm better off here, hiding in this little tent over here. Maybe this trap is not such a bad place anyway. But it's embarrassing to go to the Chacham, because the Chacham, you know, then we have to tell him about his brother.
We must go anyway.
The Chacham must know.
And we decided on the best person to tell him.
Who?
You.
Me?
Let's go.
I can't.
Why can't you?
Because I'm stuck in this trap.
We will open it.
I'll close it.
Let's go. Let's pick him up in the trap and carry him over to the Chacham.
Hey, put this trap down. What are you doing? Put this trap down. They put me down in front of the Chacham's house. Oh, bunch of Oyba Chachamim. Okay. The Chacham is opening the door. He's giving me some strange looks. I'll bet he's wondering why I'm in this trap.
Can I help you?
Oh, yes, Chacham. Could you open the door of the trap? Oh, thank you.
How can I help you?
There's a shtickle problem. My friends, Baruch and Chaim and Gedalia and everyone else, would you please come over here?
What is the problem?
There's a leopard, Chacham, that's going around in front of everyone, and he's terrorizing us.
The whole town is frightened.
He has already eaten up many sheep.
We are scared.
It's mamish like the Teuchecha. Wild animals who are not scared of us.
How does a leopard come to these parts?
Hey, Rebbe, you see, this was a little embarrassing.
I realize. Ah, my brother Levi.
He wasn't careful about who his friends are. Got into a cluster of bad friends. Oh, he, how the Yetzirah works. All it takes is one bad friend, you know.
Well, your brother Levi is here now, and, it's his leopard, and I don't know what to say, Rav, except that we're all scared of the leopard. Hey, the Rav looks very deep. He's concentrating very deep. Hey, Hever, look, the Rav's face, the Chacham's face is red. Oh, he must be making Aliyah's neshama now. His neshama must have great kedusha. I think anyone who's not at the Madrega to be in this room should leave right away. Excuse me, I gotta go.
Wait, don't go. Listen to me.
Yes, yes.
Go back to the field and say to the leopard.
I should do what?
Go back to the field and talk to the leopard.
Oh. Oh, I should go back to the field and talk to the leopard. Why didn't I think of that? What should I say?
Stare the leopard in his eyes.
Oh, Rebbe, that may scare the leopard. I mean, I wouldn't do that. It's Abba Lachaim. If I stare in his eyes, I.
When you see the leopard, tell him to wait. And the Chacham Chaim Elbaz is coming.
What did the Chacham say I should do?
What, you don't hear? Go back to the field, and when the leopard comes, stare in his eyes and tell him to wait. The Chacham is coming.
What should I say? What should I do? Go to the field.
He heard you. Now let's go.
I don't know. I'm talking to a leopard. I'm not so good at this. Why are you schlepping me to the field over here?
Because the leopard is sure to come back for his supper.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to be here.
You don't want to be here?
No, I don't want to be his supper. Don't leave me here. Oh, wait a second. Oh, here comes Leon Levy, Lion Tamer.
All right, I brought a better trap this time.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. I was by your brother, the Chacham. He told me when I see the leopard, I should tell him to stay there. Know something? You should brush your teeth a little bit over there. What are you laughing about?
My brother said you should talk to the leopard?
Yeah.
This I gotta see. Although I must warn you, you may just start the conversation, but you won't get a chance to finish it. The leopard may not answer you back. He just may eat you. Talk to the leopard! I gotta say this!
Chil Hashem, huh? Okay, I'm not scared. If the Chacham said so, I'm not scared. I'm just gonna stand right here and wait for that leopard to come. Let him see if I'm scared. Shaivata, what do you feed this leopard? He has so much heartburn or something. Oh, there's the leopard. Don't be scared. I'm gonna walk up and stare him in his eyes. Hello, Rip Leopard. Chaim Elbaz said, stay here till he comes. Okay, you understand? You understand? There's Leon there. Hey, Leon. Hello, Leon. Hey, what's the matter? Hey, Leon's a little shocked. Me and the leopard are best friends. Hey, leopard, just stay right there. You give him food. He has indigestion. Hey, leopard, I'll give you some food. Here, let me see what I have in my bag. Want some hot ice cream? With ketchup and mustard? It's very, very good. Here, leopard, I'll put it down. The leopard looks a little shocked. Hey, Leon, you okay? You look a little shocked. Leon, you want some of this? No, you don't, huh? Okay. I think if he eats some of that, he'll sound like a leopard. Hey, look, no time for this nonsense. Chacham! The leopard! I spoke to the leopard like I told. I gave the leopard the message, and the leopard is standing there. The Chacham is coming. All the people are standing around, and Leon is standing there, shaking his head from side to side. The Chacham is getting very, very close to that leopard. Chacham, I don't think you should get so close. I don't think I should tell the Chacham what to do.
Leopard, leopard, look at me. You see my eyes. Did my eyes ever see something that they weren't supposed to see?
The leopard is shaking his head from side to side, saying no.
Look at my ears. Did my ears ever hear anything they weren't supposed to hear?
The leopard is like acknowledging that his ears didn't hear anything that they were supposed to hear.
Leopard, did my mouth ever say anything it wasn't supposed to say?
Hey, the leopard is like a big minder.
Why don't you go ask the leopard that question?
I'm not asking the leopard that question. No.
Why not?
I know what the leopard's gonna answer.
That is the case, leopard, that you are minder. My eyes, my ears, and my mouth are bikidusha b'tahara, then you must listen to me. Never again are you to terrorize anyone in this town or to take anything that doesn't belong to you.
The leopard just is lying down on the floor. He's like a little
bunny rabbit.
Yeah, that's the word I wanted to say. Yeah. Yeah, he's the leopard is now, like, as if... Hey, look, Leon! Leon is crying!
Oh, no! Oh, no! My dear brother, if this is the great reward and the great power of eyes that don't see what you're not supposed to see, of a mouth that doesn't speak what it's not supposed to speak, of ears that don't listen to what they're not supposed to listen to, then what about my eyes? What about my mouth and my ears? That have been saying and listening and saying the wrong things all these years. Is there any hope for me?
My dear brother, a Yid can always do tshuva. Come with me.
Look, he put on his yarmulke.
He put on a pair of tzitzis.
I think Leon is becoming Levi again.
The two brothers are walking together into the Beis HaMedrash, and everyone is so happy. They're all walking back. His story has such a happy ending. And I'm here all alone with the leopard. Say they're leopard. Did my eyes... Never mind. Help! Wait for me!
Zadie, did the leopard ever come back?
Well, actually, in the real story, the leopard had its tikkun and had no reason to be alive anymore. But do you understand? The more you're careful with your mouth...
And the more my little brother and sister are going to listen to me?
That's right. Shoiftim v'shaitrim titein l'cho. B'chol shiracha.
And all my gateways